Well, glory to God, family. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we honor you. We extol your greatness. We thank you for who you are. You are God all by yourself. You are majestic. You are holy. You are righteous and you are faithful. And we thank you for the opportunity to be able to get on this call, the Master's call. And thank you for your daughters, for Pastor Vanessa, and for also Dr. P.K. Roberts. They listened to you. They obeyed you. They submitted to you. And because of their faithfulness to their faithful God, we have this call. So, Lord, as we go forward today, we thank you for the person who is going to bring the word forward. We know it is a word that's going to be life-changing. We know it's a word that is going to be edifying. We know it's going to be a word that's going to encourage us and strengthen us because the word is being worked in our lives and through our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. And thank you for the Diaz de Leon family, because if it wasn't for them, many of us may not have even found out about this call. So we thank you that they are blessed, they are healthy, they are prosperous, they are successful, and they belong to you in Jesus' name. Well, family, friends, we are so glad that you are here. This is Minister Robin here in New Jersey. God bless you. Work the Word Wednesday, and I am going to turn it over to our host. Are you there, host?
Good morning. Praise the Lord. Minister Robin, can you hear me?
I can. God bless you, sweetheart.
Amen. Good morning, Master's Call family. This is LaShawn in Delaware, and I greet you all with Jesus' joy and with the warmest of kingdoms greetings. And I just want to say thank you again to Minister Robin for greeting and feeding God's children this morning, getting us prepared for the word that God has sent straight from the Holy Ghost throne room. Amen. So a little bit about our call. We want to welcome those who are joining us for the very, very first time, as well as those who have been calling in over the last few years. The Master's Call was founded by two victorious women of God, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our Mother Eagle, and Dr. P.K. Roberts, who is the ambassador, the first ambassador of Artists International. And as you heard Minister Robin state, these two victorious women of God listened to a yes when God gave them a mission to create the Master's Call. And this call is all about the Master. This call gives reverence and thanks and praise to God and God all alone. And we just thank him for them saying yes. So when they said yes to God, one of the first things that he had for them to do was to find a scripture reference for this call to stand on. And that scripture could be found in Psalms 88. 8:13, but to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. So Master's Call family, as you can hear, the call begins with a prayer. This call ends in prayer, and we encourage you to maintain your day in prayer, because we know and trust and touch and agree that when you pray, God sends a supernatural blessing on your behalf. So we are very, very excited for that. Another thing that God gave them was a mission statement for this call to stand on. And that mission statement is to enrich, to enhance, and to empower believers as they begin their day. So trust you me, with the speakers that are on this call Monday through Friday, with you having the ability to listen to this call, with our archive messages on our website, you have the opportunity to get enriched, to get enhanced, to get empowered on a daily basis, on an hourly basis if you choose to. Now, this call was created October 25th, 2010, and this call has been consistent ever since, because these two victorious women of God that I mentioned, Dr. Vanessa and Dr. PK, they stood firm to God's word, and because of that, anything God has his hands on is successful. So you can go to the website, which is www.themasterscall.net. Again, www. www.themasterscall.net. And there you will not only find messages that have been archived for you to review and for you to listen to and share, but you will also find out more information about the Daniel's Fast, when we have the fast, or when you want to do it on your personal time. And we also have information about the call and a little bit about each of the speakers that you hear on this call as well. We invite you to share that website to, with your friends, your coworkers, your neighbors, your family, and also to keep it on your phone. Then there's an email address that you can use, which is info, I-N-F-O, info@themasterscall.net. There you'll be able to email us your testimonies, your prayer requests, your praise report, or you just want to let us know how you are doing and what God is doing in your life. You can also use that same email for you to let us know that God has called on you to go ahead and become part of the Master's Call. Part of the Master's Call could include hosting. It could include being a prayer intercessor, or if God has given you a mighty word to share with us. We are more than excited and cannot wait, because we want to hear what God is doing through you. Now, we know that he has put us all together through Artist International, which is a beautiful health and wellness company. The founders are sold out to the Lord, and all they do is because of God. So if you're new to the call and you're saying, well, what is Artist International? And, you know, what is that? I have no idea what you're talking about. This is a prayer call. Well, I'm glad that you asked. Artist International is a health and wellness company that is debt-free, experienced over 500% growth this year alone. Invites you to the 90K and 90 Days Challenge, because we know that you can prosper. And when you prosper, guess what? Your neighborhoods prosper, your communities prosper, as well as your churches. So we invite you to go back to the person that told you about this call and ask them, can you please let me know about Artist International? And they will be more than glad to share that information with you. Directly after this call is the MMC call, which is the morning motivational call, hosted by a host of platinum presidents and those who are movers and shakers in Artist International. We also have guests sometimes, such as Les Brown and other inspirational speakers. And this call is area code 530-881-1300. Again, 530-881-1300. And the access code is 539-598-pound. So you want to jump on that call immediately after this one. Today is Wednesday, so it's the Ambassador's Call hosted by Dr. P.K. Roberts. And that call is indeed a blessing, because you could hear the ministerial leaders of Artist International get together and have a great time in the Lord. And it's 36 days, 15 hours, 51 minutes left before the Orlando World Center Marriott Resort receives Artist International for their empowerment conference. This is going to be a blessed event. We encourage you to come and take part and bring your families with you. And if you are interested in helping us in any capacity, we would be more than delighted for you to take part of this amazing opportunity during that weekend when we have our service. So I'm about to move out the way, because our mighty, mighty speaker of God is about to come on and let us know, thus saith the Lord. Pastor Chuck Brown is a senior pastor of one of the most exciting and powerful ministries in the New Orleans area, Kingdoms Builder Family Worship Center. He states on his Facebook page that he is married to the most wonderful woman in the world, Marcia Brown, for over 15 years, and is a father to the best son and daughter in the world, Charles III and Christina Eve. Pastor Chuck is a graduate of Morehouse College out there in ATL, and he graduated with a business administration degree, and he met his love of his life over there because she was his Spelman sister right over there. And Pastor Chuck has been pastoring for 6 years and states that he's experienced the highs and experienced the lows, such as Hurricane Katrina. But God has been faithful to him and good to him, and he remains consistent with their assignment and purpose. Pastor Chuck started out with 16 people in his congregation and now has over 450 dedicated members. And not only are they members, but they know God and they know his voice. Glory be to God. Pastor Chuck is the author of Death of a Desperate Woman. And if you are interested in this book, I encourage you to go to his website, go to Amazon, go wherever you need to go because it's on pre-order. His musical group, Chuck Maestro and YV, will be releasing their newest album. And if you want to know more about this mighty man of God and his ministry, go to his Facebook page, which is Pastor Chuck Brown, or visit www.kbfwc.org. Again, www.kbfwc.org. So, Pastor Chuck, are you on right now?
Yes, I am, my sister. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Praise the Lord. Take it away.
Thank you so very much for that gracious introduction and for all that you do to make this call work. And Minister Robin, my sister in Christ, and these wonderful women of God who started this call, we are grateful for every person on this line. Those of you who are on for the first time, those who are regulars, we praise God, and we are continually interceding for you. As my dear sister stated, I did release the book. It's no longer on pre-order. It's you can now get the book in whichever form you want. The e-book, the paperback books are available now, The Death of a Desperate Woman. Where is your desperation leading you? Where is it taking you? We're all desperate for something, and if we're desperate for the wrong things, it will lead us down the wrong path. You can go and get more information on our church's website, as she stated, www.kbfwc.org, and you will find the information that you need there. Well, let me get to my assignment. Exodus chapter 13, verses 17 through 22. I'm going to go ahead and begin reading Exodus 13, verses 17 through 22. The New Living Translation is the version that I'm reading out of. When Pharaoh finally let the people go, God did not lead them along the main road that runs through Philistine territory, even though that was the shortest route to the promised land. God said if the people are faced with a battle, they might change their minds and return to Egypt. So God led them a roundabout way and a roundabout way through the wilderness toward the Red Sea. Thus the Israelites left Egypt like an army ready for battle. Moses took the bones of Joseph with him. But Joseph had made the sons of Israel swear to do this. He said, God will certainly come to help you. And when he does, you must take my bones with you from this place. And the Israelites left Succoth and camped at Etham on the edge of the wilderness. And the Lord went ahead of them. He guided them during the day with a pillar of cloud. And he provided at night light with a pillar of fire. This allowed them to travel by day or by night. And the Lord did not remove the pillar of cloud or the pillar of fire from its place in front of the people. How many of you understand that God wants you to be better today than you were on yesterday, better this year than you were on last year? For that to happen, you must be willing to allow God to transform you into who he wants you to be. The transformation process here may begin the moment you are willing to part ways with who you were. Who you will be is greater than who you presently are, so you have to allow God to free you this day from the chains of your past. And there must be, in this new season, new mindsets that we utilize to bring us into this new phase of a new us. That's why if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. You have to leave the bondage of procrastination to one of initiative. You have to leave the bondage of holding on to hurt to one of open forgiveness. You must leave the bondage of bitterness another spirit, another understanding of healing and responding emotionally to responding spiritually. God wants to set up new traditions, new ways of thinking, and in order for that to happen, he has to eliminate the Egyptian mentality that was picked up while we were in Egypt and prepare you for a liberated, a free mindset that only comes to those who are ready for the promise. It's important to note that you don't go straight from from Egypt to the promise. You must go through a period of transition, and I want to minister on this subject, making it through wild times, making it through wild times. And these wild times are transitional periods. Most of us, we call it the wilderness experience, and I can't lie to you, the wilderness is wild. It's a wild place of the believer where much takes place. The wilderness appears to be chaotic. It appears to be unstable in the place of indecisiveness. The wilderness is the place where God does something powerful, however. He allows the wilderness to shake the residue of Egypt off of you. The interesting thing about this particular story narrative is that it took only one day for God to get Israel out of Egypt, but 40 years to get Egypt out of them. some people could have been free a long time ago, but because they still have some Egypt in them, they have to stay in the wilderness. We have to learn how to make it through wild time. This is the first thing that you need to get. First principle I want to share. Number one, the devil wants to destroy you in the wilderness. He wants to destroy you in the wilderness. Most of us know the story. We understand the scene of the text that we just read, that the people of God had been in bondage for over 400 years. And a deliverer in the person of Moses had been given the assignment of leading God's people out of bondage. And after dealing with various plagues and problems, Pharaoh finally frees the Hebrews. Understand that Egypt represents those places, the type of those places that have tried to ensnare you. It represents addictions and sin and the old you, the bound you. They got free of Egypt, but pretty soon began to think about how their freedom would affect, Pharaoh began to think about how their freedom would affect his economy, and he sent his army to get them back. Here's something I never understood growing up as a Christian. I thought that once God saved me, that I would stay saved. And once he delivered me, I would stay delivered. Once he set me free, I would stay set free. I thought that once I stopped doing all of these different things that I knew was getting me in trouble, that it would stay, the desire to be in it would stay gone. Then I realized that although you get free of Egypt, Egypt never gets free of you. And you have to recognize that as soon as you come out of where you've been, the devil is going to come after you. As soon as they left Egypt, the Egyptians pursued them. Why? Because if the enemy is going to kill you, he's going to have to do it while you're in transition. He knows that once it gets to, once you make it to the promise, it's too late. You better kill me while I don't have anything, because once God blesses me with what he's promised me, then there's nothing you can do to bring me down, devil. If you're going to try to discourage me, it better be in transition. If you're going to try to distract me, it needs to be in the wilderness. If you're going to try to demote me or demotivate me or steal me or kill and destroy me, then you need to do it in transition. And here's the thing, though, because if you don't do it now, enemy, imagine what happens when I fully come out. If you couldn't do it when I had no money, or when the Lord blesses me with everything that he has for me, whew, there's going to be nothing that you can do to stop me. Here's number two. And you can, this is scripture reference in Exodus 13 and 17. But the fastest way is not always the best way. The fastest way is not always the best way. In the New Living Translation, it just says that when finally Pharaoh finally let the people go, God did not lead them among the road that runs through Philistine territory, even though it was the shortest way. Stop looking for quick fixes to your problems. God does not operate like that. Remember that God is trying to, he's trying to make sure that you transform. You are transformed, so God is going to make sure that whatever stuff is on you gets off of you in transition. Is there anybody on the line that's glad that they didn't get everything that God asked when you asked him for it? Is there anybody honest enough to say that you weren't ready because you were still in transition? You thought you were ready, but you really weren't. You thought you could handle the promise, but you really couldn't. Shortcuts often cause people to die later on. Shortcuts often cause people to die later on. Sure, you may make it out for a while, or you may make it for a while, but it always catches up with you. Think about those folk who always cheated in elementary and junior high and middle school and high school. By the time they got to college, their cheating ways catch up with them because they can no longer hide their deficiencies. And God uses the wilderness to position you for greatness. He can't do it if you keep trying these various scams and schemes. He's looking to prepare you for wealth, but you won't stop looking for the easy way out. Don't look for the easy way out. Learn how to get stuff clear while you're in transition so that when you get to the promise, you already know how to act. There is no shortcut to the promise. How absurd is it for a farmer to sow today and expect to reap a harvest today? I sow, but I don't always get the harvest today or tomorrow. I sow and I wait. I weed and I wait. I water and I wait. I make adjustments until my harvest comes. Galatians 6 and 9, let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we don't faint. Here's number three. Delays do not mean that your promise isn't coming. Delays do not mean that your promises are coming. I believe this is touching somebody today. Patience is necessary while you're in transition. Yeah, we're in transition right now. We're in transit. And the biggest hurdle we have to overcome is impatience. The children often annoy parents with one famous question: are we there yet? And that drives most of us crazy. Sometimes I had to tell my children when we would drive, are we close yet, Dad? Are we there yet? No, I'm not there. Learn to cherish the ride. And that's what I say to you today. Learn to cherish the ride. I know it's been wild, but learn to appreciate the moment. I know it's been hard, but learn to appreciate where you are. I didn't say you have to like it. I just said appreciate it. It's a learning experience. The wilderness is a place of processing. Many people have not learned to appreciate the process, but the process is crucial to the outcome. It affects the transformation. It affects the change. Listen, I am a product of the process. And here's what I discovered, that if anything goes wrong in the process, then the product does not come out right. And if I try to take shortcuts in the process, I may have to start all over again. There are some things you just can't get around doing. You're going to wind up starting all over again if you're not careful. Learn to embrace the process. It's in the process that God makes sure that you're ready. I'm not really a cook. I'm not really a baker. There was one time when my wife was making some cornbread, and she was busy doing something, and she asked me to go check and see if the cornbread was ready. And I looked at the guy, went to the oven, and I opened it up, and I saw the golden brown top on the cornbread. And I shouted out, I said, yeah, it's ready. She said, oh, how did you check it? I said, I looked at it, and I saw the brown. I saw the golden tone and tint and hue that was on it. She said, well, stick a fork in it and make sure. And once I stuck the fork in, I saw that everything wasn't what it appeared to be. It looked ready, but it wasn't all the way ready. And she said, stick it and then put it back in if it's not ready. And sometimes that's what God is like. I know you think you're ready, but I'm looking at you. And everybody around you is looking at the golden part. They're looking at the hue. They're looking at how you look, and they think that you're ready. Oh, but I had to stick you. And once I see the inside of your heart and see your mindset and see your habits and see those things that have been holding you back, I have to put you back in the process. I can't skip this, because if not, then it won't last the way it's supposed to last, and you won't make it in this new season. Understand that we're on a trip. We're going somewhere. Where are you going? We're going to our spiritual restoration. We're going to our deliverance and our healing. I'm on my way. God could have easily, watch this, brought them through Philistia into the promise, but he didn't, because he said there was war. And God said something very key in the King James, verse 17. He said that I'm taking them that way, this way, because I don't want them to repent when they see war and go back to Egypt. Repent means to change your mind. And the devil always wants to either kill you or discourage you while you're in the wilderness. You have to be careful not to allow the devil to discourage you. There were many times in the journey that the Israelites complained to Moses and said, I wish you had left us in Egypt. Oh, stop looking at them funny, because there are times when you're going through transitions in your life that you tell God, I wish you had just left me alone. I wish you had never introduced me to this man. I wish you had never sent me to this place. Be careful, because that's the enemy attacking you while you're in the wilderness. Don't let the devil change your mind about moving forward. Don't let the devil change your mind about going towards your promise. If God said it's going to happen, then no matter what I see along the way, I can't let that make me go back. None of y'all are worth me going back to a life of sin. I don't care what y'all do or who leaves God. I'm not leaving God. There are a lot of things I can do, but going back is not an option for me. God has brought me too far for me to go back to the place where I've come from. I'm too close to my promise to quit. I'm too close to my promise to give up. I'm too close to my promise to let people frustrate me out of it. How many of you will be bold enough to say to the devil, you've kicked me while I was down, you've hurt me, you brought drama into my life, you caused friends and family to turn their back on me, but no matter what you've done, I still want what God's got for me, and I'm not changing my mind, I'm not lowering my vision, I'm not lowering my standards, I'm still going to get it. Here's number four. Learn to follow God's direction no matter where they lead you. Learn to follow God's direction no matter where they lead you. And that's contained in Exodus 13, verses 21 through 22. Listen, you have to do exactly what God tells you. A lot of people say this, but when it comes down to doing it, they don't follow the cloud. The cloud that the Bible talks about, the pillar of cloud, the pillar of fire that was placed in front of the people that they follow, the cloud represents the Shekinah glory of the Lord. And I know we use a lot of terms because they sound deep, but we don't understand what they mean. Shekinah means the glory of God rests upon me. So while I'm in the wilderness, I don't have to worry because God is there resting with me. He's there. It assures me of God's presence. I'm not scared to go anywhere because of who I'm with. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, God, because you're with me. He didn't take the cloud of fire away from before the people. Make sure he's before you. Don't get ahead of him. Sometimes I have to tell my children when we're walking, slow down and get behind me because you don't know where I'm going. You don't know where we're going. I'm about to turn left, but you don't see me because you're moving ahead of me. And because we really don't know where we're going, we know where we'll end up, but not how to get there. It's best that I follow God. I'm not worried about how people feel about it. I don't care if you hate me for it. I'm following God. And when he moves, I follow. Where he leads, I follow. Where he goes, I go. I'm following the cloud. People won't always understand how it is that you can quit your job. Just follow the cloud. They don't understand how you can stay in that marriage, I'm just following the cloud. They don't understand how you can become and stay faithful and committed. I'm just following the cloud. They don't understand why it is that you're still years later pursuing your vision and pursuing your dreams. It's because I'm following the cloud. Here's the last thing that I want to share with you, and then just for sake of time, let me go ahead. Deuteronomy chapter 2 and 7. It says, "For the Lord your God has blessed you in everything that you've done. He has watched your every step through this great wilderness. During these 40 years, the Lord your God has been with you, and you have lacked nothing." Here's number 5 as I close. God uses wild times to bless us in wild ways. Hallelujah. He uses these wild times to bless us in wild ways. Anybody know that you're walking in a great wilderness? And does anybody know what it's like to be in the great wilderness where you're hurting for a while? Not just a few bills, but you're behind on all your bills. God knows that you're going through that. He understands that you're here, but we have his promise that we won't lack anything. Pastor, how can you say that when I'm not eating steak and potatoes like I did in Egypt? Because, baby, God let you eat manna. It may not be what you're used to, but you won't lack. Are you still alive? I know this is not the car that you really want, but are you still getting where you need to go? I know it's not the ideal place of residence, but do you have a roof over your head? I know you're not wearing all the main brand clothes, but do you have clothes on your back? Manna represents the provision of God that helps you get through wild times. It's heaven's subsidy program. God won't let you go without. We don't always have our desires, but we always have what we need. And I'm here to let you know that going through wild times is easy when you're a wild person yourself. That's why if you ever see me, you ever visit my ministry, you ever see me preach or minister, one thing about me is you'll see me wild and out because I understand. It doesn't matter how it looks like now, no matter where I am, I'm not there to stay. You know that although you spent all of last year in the wilderness, every day you press guarantees that you're closer to your breakthrough today than you were on yesterday. Ooh, when you grow with what I'm dealing with, yes, I've become a wild person and I understand what I've been through and I understand how to make it through wild times. I pray that this word has blessed you in some kind of way. I'm way past my time. Let me turn it back over to my dear sisters in Christ. We love you with the love of the Lord. God bless you.
Amen, and praise the Lord for that mighty and rich message. My God, my God, my God. Ooh, we're going to go before the Father in prayer, and then we're going to invite you back, Pastor Chuck, for our closing benediction. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you this morning, and we thank you for the mouthpiece you selected for today. We thank you for the word that has come forth, not only with clarity, but with sincerity and this straight boldness from the throne room. God, we just thank you for the message reminding us to move with the cloud, Lord, to remember that you cover us and that you anoint us and that you bless our path. And for us just to wait and to be patient for your word. Father, we thank you for everybody that's on this line right now. You know the prayer requests that are spoken and unspoken, Father. You know who our brothers and sisters, what they are in need of right now. So, Father, we just thank you in advance for being so gracious and for being so awesome and being so faithful and already delivering them from what they need or for what they lack, Lord. We know that no matter what it is in the natural, the supernatural always supersedes, and it may look bleak. it may look like we are without, but just like Pastor Chuck said on your behalf, you have a roof over your head, you have food in your stomach, and the ability to be a good servant to man. So, Father, we thank you for the rich blessings that we have, and it is in Jesus' precious name that we ask that you continue to bless Pastor Chuck and his family and all those around them. Continue to refill in him as he pours out so much for the kingdom. And God, thank you for everybody on this line. In Jesus' precious name we pray, amen and amen. Master's Call family, I trust that you were blessed by that amazing word. God truly used Pastor Chuck to minister his word this morning. And if you want to hear this word again in its entirety, all you have to do is dial 712-432-1085. Again, that's 712-432-1085. The access code is the same, 957-677-POUND. Share it on your social media sites. Share it with a friend. Text it to about 5 to 6 people so they can be blessed with this word again. We invite you to join us at the MMC call right now as soon as Pastor Chuck gives a benediction. That number again is area code 530-881-1300. The access code is 539-598-POUND. And don't forget, we are calling you from the east, south, north, and the west to become a prayer intercessor, to host a call, just to be part of the Master's Call. And if you have not got your tickets yet for the Artist Empowerment Conference, I encourage you to go to the website, www.empowermentconferenceartist.com, for you to get your ticket and for you to reserve your room. We just thank you so much for joining us. This is the part of the call where I tell you to go out there and be that great minister in the marketplace, greeting your brother and sister with Jesus' joy and remembering that you are a king's kid. Pastor Chuck, are you there for our closing benediction?
Yes. God, we're grateful for all that we've received on today. We're grateful for what you have ahead of us today. I ask that you will bless our lives, open doors, open the windows of heaven, and allow a blessing to be poured out on our lives. Keep us in your care. Protect us from all hurt, harm, danger, accidents, sickness, and anything else the enemy has planned for us. We thank you, O God, that this will be the greatest day of our lives. We'll be very productive. We open our hearts up to hearing you and to receiving your instruction. We give you the glory for it in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you.